Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago and download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Carrie Clark.
Hey, Carrie, where are you calling from?
Monrovia, California.
Monrovia. Where's Monrovia exactly?
It's kind of east of Pasadena.
East of Pasadena, out there in the San Gabriel Valley. What do you do there?
Yes. I work for Walt Disney Imagineering.
Oh, really? So you get to do like the attractions at the theme parks?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, welcome to the show, Carrie.
Thank you.
Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
The bar's not as bad as my dear deli. It just makes my head spin and be smelly. But as for my paunch, my opinion is staunch. There is no such thing as a beer
belly.
Right. Very good. Good news, beer drinkers. That unsightly gut you're sporting, totally unrelated to the beer in your hand. Totally.
Huh.
In a study printed in the
European... beer in your hand, yeah.
Well, yeah, or the beer you've been drinking. No, all the beer. In a study printed in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, British and Czech researchers did examinations of a group of beer drinkers, compared them to non-drinkers. After taking measurements, found no link between beer consumption and obesity. So why the tummy? Well, maybe it's just genetics or some other factor. Nothing you can do about it, so have another beer. Next up... For the researchers, proving the hangover is caused by elves hammering on your skull while you sleep.
Wait, what is the beer belly caused by? What?
Well, they don't know. I mean, the point is that, you know, people think they drink too much beer, it makes them fat. But, you know, it turns out that beer does not have any particular fattening, you know,
So
we've got
to come up with another name for it. What are we going to call it?
Yeah, the non-beer
food
belly.
Food belly? That's not good.
Yeah. Here is your next limerick.
I can't help it. The name is so trendy. Though she's supple and lissom and bendy, I'll just have to quit her. She is like Mrs. Vitter. I don't like that they're both named...
Mendy?
No. Oh.
Everyone knows it.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
I don't know. Candy?
You know it.
No, not candy, but how about... No, how about Wendy? Wendy. Do you remember Louisiana Senator David Vitter, who admitted sort of to using an escort service in Washington, D.C., and then seemingly got away with it? Well, maybe not. Porn publisher Larry Flint produced a woman who says that she is a prostitute, and second, that she had a long-term, quote, relationship with Mr. Vitter. She said that Vitter broke off the relationship when he found out that her real name, Wendy, was the same as his wife's.
Yeah.
Freaked him out. Couldn't do it anymore. And guys all over the country, you know, the kind of guy who routinely says to their current girlfriends, oh, yeah, I love you, babe, just to make sure, they're going, how is this a bad thing that they both have the same name? Here is your final limerick. Let's see if you get this one. If you do, you'll win our prize.
His use of words was of high merit, like a scholar locked up in his garret. But now he rests in peace, like that sketch with John Cleese. So passed Alex, the world famous...
Parrot.
Parrot, yes, very good. The research community is in mourning for Alex, the world's most famous talking parrot. He died this week at the age of 31 in his short life. He achieved what many, including Paris and Brittany, could not do. He knew more than 150 words. He could count and understand basic concepts, and he always made sure to wear underwear when going out on the town. Alex will be missed by his trainer, Dr. Irene Pepperberg, and parrots worldwide, some of whom in their grief described Alex as a, quote, pretty boy, who always knew, even in the worst of times, when, quote, Polly wants a cracker. Carl, how did Carrie do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. Carrie had two correct answers, so Carrie, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Carrie.